Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, and wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful once again that we are assembled again in your name. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So, Lord, we are so grateful that this opportunity, we have a chance to receive from your spirit revelation truth. So, Lord God, tonight, I ask, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you would water the seed that I'm sowing in your name, that it may bring glory and honor to you. And so, Lord God, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, I am grateful for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. We are dealing with part two of the lesson or message that is titled The Onefold Church, Jesus Calling Apostles. Jesus Calling Apostles. And this message is to be given to the people of God, to let the people of God know that in these last days, Jesus is setting up the onefold church, the church like he set up in the days of old. Amen. That's the church he's coming back for. Now, the heart of this message is dealing with those in the ministry called the apostles. And the message is given that Jesus is going to be the one to call his apostles of this onefold church, or the bride that he is coming back for. Amen. It is not going to be man's calling or man putting people in this position, but it's going to be by Jesus. I want to point you back to those of you that are first-time listeners to part one of this message here that I did. And the reason why I'm pointing to you back to that and letting you know, because I'm going to call out a couple of books of the Word of God that goes with the Bible. And in part one, I tell you where to go look to on Blog Talk Radio to hear more information on these two books, because they are also the Word of God, and it goes with the Bible. Amen. So I want to give you the heads up for those of you that are first-time listeners, just in case you hear me say, I'm going to read this scripture from so-and-so or from this book or that book, and you don't hear the word Bible, and you go, what is he talking about? Well, I'm giving you heads up to let you know. But once again, if you were listening to part one, go into the past episodes and listen to part one. And in part one, I point you to where to go to listen to on Blog Talk Radio more information about these other two books, which is also containing the Word of God. Now, as I said before, hallelujah, the heart of this message is to notify the people of God that as Christ do the work of restoration in these last days that he has spoken about in the Word, restoring or his church to where he had it when he was last here and when he first established it. In that establishment, they're going to be the setting up of the one-fold church with 12 apostles or apostles who will be called by the Lord Jesus Christ. The heart of this message is to inform you that these apostles is not going to be set in place by man. They're not going to come through man denomination. They're going to be set in the place by Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to keep that in mind. Amen. As we go into part two of this message today. Amen. Glory be to God. And as we continue with it. Now, I want to read some scriptures to you from the book that is called The Record of the Nephite that is going on or go along with this lesson here. Glory to God. And, you know, the Lord had people over here on this continent during the prehistoric times that he used, not just people over in Jerusalem. Now, I know it's hard for some to even fathom such a thought as that, but he is the Lord, and he can use whomsoever he will, okay? And sometimes, just like we are finding out in this modern day and time, there are people at times who think that just because the Lord is using them, that they are the only ones. But what God does is that he show you that you're not the only one. And so the Jews over there in Jerusalem was not the only ones whom the Lord spoke to or dealt with, glory be to God, and share and gave his word to. Amen. Now, in dealing with on this subject here, I want to read a scripture from to you from this Record of the Nephite. Amen. And it is dealing with a servant of the Lord who was over here during that time, prehistoric times, who was named Nephi. Okay. And Nephi had a earthly father named Lehi. And the Lord showed this man Lehi, who was another servant of the Lord, a vision. Amen. And Nephi wanted to know from the Lord the answer to this vision, what it was about, the things that his dad saw. And I won't go through the whole thing that, you know, the Lord revealed to him, but this key thing in here, because it goes with the lesson. Amen. And Nephi said, and the multitude of the earth was gathered together, and I beheld that they were in a large and spacious building, like unto the building which my father saw. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me, saying, behold, the world and the wisdom thereof. Yea, behold, the house of Israel have gathered together to fight against the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Okay? And it came to pass that I saw and bear record that the great and spacious building was the pride of the world, and it fell, and the fall thereof was exceeding great. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me again, saying, thus shall be the destruction of all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people that shall fight against the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, Nephi said it was revealed to him by the Lord through his angel that these men, these 12, was called apostles of the Lamb. Now, we know that Jesus is known as the Lamb of God. Okay? So they were apostles of Jesus, okay? So this means that the 12 was Jesus' apostles and not man, and this goes with what we saw in Mark and Matthew, part one that I did yesterday. That's why they called the apostles of the Lamb. They're not called the apostles of man. They were not called apostles of any denomination. They were called apostles of the Lamb, which means that these were men that Jesus chose to be in the quorum of 12 apostles. okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And they who will be called of Jesus to this office in this last hour, you know who apostles they're going to be? Jesus' apostles. Amen. See, Jesus, he doesn't flow the way of man. Okay? This is why I said to you that was listening yesterday that he's not going to honor, quote, man's call or who man wants to put in a position. He's going to honor his call or what he have called him to do. Okay? And you know, 9 times out of 10, many times, 10 times out of 10, who man calls no doubt be different than who the Lord calls. Amen. And many times, man, and you know, when it comes to calling, let's say man calling somebody, man goes at the outward appearance to make the call. The Lord looks at the heart. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the Lord has called people to certain positions that maybe who some of us think that, oh, no, he can't handle that. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And see, Lehi was shown this vision by the Lord, which Nephi got a revelation of what this vision was. These guys knew about this even before the apostles knew what call of Jesus in Matthew 10. You understand that? They saw this before time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. See, that's what the Lord would do. Okay? That's what he would do. You know, like I told you before, and I shared this testimony with you guys yesterday about the sister who was the very first one to say that the Lord had called me to be an apostle. Okay? She was the very first person to ever say such a thing like that to me. But she told me she saw it in a dream. Okay? And see, the Lord would do that. Amen? Amen. He would do that. I mean, he would show you people who he have called to particular offices before time. Okay? Why? For a witness. That's why the record of Nephi is an added witness unto the Bible. Okay? Amen. By me saying that, for some of you who wants to jump on, you know, the Bible says don't add or take anything. Okay, I get that. But if I'm adding or if anything's being added that is changing the overall or the original meaning of the word, then I can understand that's what the Lord's talking about. That's wrong. Okay? But remember, Jesus has a protocol. And the protocol is the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. So the Bible, which come by the way of the Jews, and show how God dealt with the Jewish believers, amen? And God is also showing that they were not the only ones he dealt with, amen? But you have many people, just like among many of the Jews, you have many people among many churches, they act as though that they are the only ones who Jesus deal with. And see, that is nothing but pride. I mean, I'm a born-again believer, but for me to tell you that I'm the only Christian that the Lord is using, that's a lie. And to go around promoting that, it's nothing but pride. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, if you got your Bibles, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 13. The book of Acts chapter 13. Amen? The book of Acts. Chapter 13. And I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 4. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 13. And the word of God says, now there was in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, a Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Amen. In reading these verses here, we notice that Jesus, through his spirit, called these two men to be apostles. Okay? This is how the flow or the pattern of the original setting up of the church went. Okay? Especially when it came to the office of an apostle. Because the Bible said the Holy Ghost said, which is the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus, through his spirit, called these two men to be apostles. Also, when we look at verse 2, amen, we see something else in verse 2 that is in operation. In fact, in verse 2, we see a gift of the Holy Spirit in operation. The gift of the Lord Jesus Christ in operation in verse 2. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you go back and look at verse 2, in fact, let's read this verse again. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at that second verse here, once again, you will see that there's a gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, in operation. Notice something. We need to notice that the message that the Holy Ghost said gave revelation, get this, of something that the Lord had already done and didn't just do right then. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to say that to you again, okay? Glory to God. Because, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Verse 2, we notice that there was a gift of the Spirit right here in this verse in operation, okay? And notice that the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. So it gave revelation, okay? It gave revelation of the office or the place or the work that God has called them to do, okay? Amen. And in this revelation, it reveals something that the Lord had already done and didn't just do right then. Now, we're going to get to that in a minute. Amen. We're going to get to that in a minute. What this gift was that was in operation. Hallelujah. Because even in that verse, the Spirit said, for the work whereunto I have called them. Okay, now look at the word call. It's spelled what? In the past tense. Not in the present, not in the future, but in the past tense. Now, we're going to talk about in a minute this gift from operation. But what I want you to understand, too, is that the Lord will call people to the ministry through this gift, too, in operation. But the thing we want to understand is who's doing the calling? Jesus. Okay? And in the one-fold church, the bride that Christ is coming back for, especially in the apostolic or in the office of the apostle, Jesus is going to be doing the calling. There's not going to be man setting people in places as an apostle. And as I shared with you in part one, it has gotten to a point that I even see some women calling themselves apostles. Now, I lay this out. I think I did it in part one. I lay it out before you all again. Let's listen. If you can prove by scripture The women were called and ordained to be an apostle in the ministry. You know how to contact me, okay? I'm on the broadcast. We're not going to be on there just to be arguing or something like that. No, we ain't doing that. If you got scriptures, give me the scriptures, okay? Send me the scriptures. Now, this is not something to bash women. Let's get this straight, because you got some that will hear this and they'll say, oh, you just against women being used by God. No, I'm not. Thank God for the women of God. I can give you testimonies and stories of how the Lord used different women in my life, okay? So that ain't about that. It's about what the Lord has set up and standing in the place what the Lord has set up. And that's one of the problems that's going on among the Christian community, is that we have now embarked on things that we have set up, and we have put a precedent over what the Lord has set up. And then we turn around and tell Jesus, now honor it. Amen. That's what we do. And now we sad, disappointed, and crying like little children who want the candy, but we won't give it to them because Jesus won't honor it. But yet still we say, all the way, Lord, with you all the way. My Lord, have mercy on us. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Now, remember, looking at Acts 13, as I said unto you, that in the message that the Holy Ghost gave, there was a gift, Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, in operation. It gave revelation in the message, but it was also an operation of one of the gifts. Okay. Now, as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 8, the Word of God said, but the manifestation of the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, is given to every man to profit withal. Now, when he said profit, he ain't talking about cha-ching. He's talking about being in service or being used of the Lord. Okay? So we want to get that straight. Because you got some money-hungry folks out there that claim to be for the Lord, whether they claim to be in the ministry and all that stuff, robbing and taking people's money and messing them up in the faith concerning Christ and all that. So when he said profit, he ain't talking about cha-ching, okay? He's talking about to be of service or being used of the Lord. Verse 8, he said, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, let's stop there. Now, as I said before, that there was a gift of the Holy Ghost in display in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, when Barnabas and Saul was called to the office of an apostle. And see, this gift in operation is not just for the office of an apostle. It can be for any of the ministry gifts. Okay? God, the Lord will come that way. Okay? Through any of the ministry gifts. Amen? So, but the ministry gift that was in operation is seen in verse 8, which is called the word of knowledge. Okay? The word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge reveals the present or past about a person, place, or thing that is in the mind of God. Because not only did he reveal what Saul and Barnabas was called to be, that's revelation, but he revealed that, he said, for them to be in the place that he had called, past tense. I mean, that he already called. So he gave revelation that this by him calling them, what appeared to be at that moment, was not a time where the Lord just made up his mind and said, right then, said, I'm gonna call y'all to be apostles. No, he was telling that this call was already established before the time they just heard it then. You understand that? And so whenever there is a operation of the gift of the Spirit that reveals the present or past concerning a person, place, or thing that is in the mind of God, it is the word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge gave revelation about God already had called him to the office of an apostle, and it wasn't just right then at that moment that the Lord made up his mind to call them to be apostles. You understand that? Hallelujah. And so God has in mind who he wants to be what and where. You understand that? See, God's not like us. See, we evaluate certain things, and many times we make a decision on certain things at the moment. Okay? It's not like we plan ahead on everything all the time, and then when we said it, we already, you know, had planned it. That's not the case all the time. But see, the Lord knows who he wants in what office and where. He doesn't need our help to help him make that decision. But it's sad to say, sometimes we have it fixed in our mind that he does. And then the Lord has to bust our bubble and reveal to us that he don't need our help in that area. Okay? And see, this is what's going on among the Christian community. Because among the Christian community, many are putting people in places where God has not called. As if God needed any help on knowing who to put where. But see, as he come forth with this, with the church, the bride that he's returning for, the one-fold church, he's going to show to all that he's the one in charge that makes the call. Okay? Amen. Well, you can say amen or oh me or I don't know anyhow. That's, you know, that's up to you. Okay? It's up to you, but hallelujah. But the Lord is showing this thing. Now, as I said before, and I think I shared this in part one, I know, and above all, God knows that everybody's not going to be on board of this plan. Now, who I mean by everybody? Well, when I say everybody, let me make more specific. Everyone that claims to be of God or claim to be a Christian. Everybody's not going to be on board. You know why? Because you got some people in their own little world, and they like their own little world. You got some ministers, they don't want to really come together with all believers. They want to be separate. Why? Because they want to do their own thing. So here come this word from the Lord saying all Christendom need to flow together and be one fold. And they're like, ah, no. We all right with the Lord. He's all right. He loves us. Everything's all right like he wanted. No, it ain't. I can take the Bible by itself and show you in the Bible how we look in Christianity today that we off the pattern. We off the pattern, people. Amen. I mean, I didn't come here to preach fur coats and houses message. Okay, this message right here is way more needful than your fur coats and your houses. Okay, way more needful. You understand what I'm saying? So this message is not that. Amen. This message is vitally important in these last days. Okay. No bones about it. And like I said, this is something that everyone is not going to get on board with. But this one thing this message is going to show who are truly the honest in heart. Put quotation marks around the word truly. You're going to see who truly wants to come into the plan of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to see that. See, right now, it's kind of fuzzy. Because you got some of whoever and whatever saying, I love the Lord and I want to do what God say. thing right here, this extra oil Jesus been sending, this message, it's going to tell it all, people. Amen. It's going to tell it all. Now, I want to read a scripture from the book that is called the Word of the Lord, Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. Amen. Now, I want to read a verse out of here that goes with the lesson or the message tonight. Amen. And once again, as I read this, hey, as I told you before, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This message that is called message one, or the first message, Lord Jesus sent it out February the 4th, 1927. I want to read to you a couple things that he said in this message that goes with the lesson tonight. And I pray, and I ask that you will pay close attention to what I'm saying, what I'm reading, rather. Amen? This is what the Word of God says. He said, three more men will be placed in the 12 this spring, and that they were much needed in the quarrel. These men will be chosen at the spring conference. There is Thomas E. Barton, Joseph H. Camp, and Alma O. Frisbee. They are good men. Now, Brother Fetting put a little side note down here when the angel of the Lord said, and named three men, Thomas Barton, Joseph Camp, and Alma Frisbee. He put a side note, said that the angel said they were good men. He did not say that they would be placed in the quorum of 12. Okay? And I'm glad he made that point. Now, did that eventually happen? I don't know. I can't tell you that if these three men was the one that, where the angel said three more men will be placed in the quorum in the spring. I don't know whether they was those three. But at that particular time, when the angel delivered the message, he just said those names, those three men, and said that they were good men. Okay? And see, sometimes, see, many times, while I'm talking about something, all the time, we hear part of stuff, and many times you need to get the full revelation or get more of a revelation on something instead of running with it. Now, anybody could have easily ran with it and said, hey, if they came across with me and said, hey, you're going to be an apostle. Well, the Lord may just been giving a comment about them. Maybe something else was going on around them, and people maybe was a little suspicious of them or something like that, and the Lord had the angel tell them, hey, they're good men. Okay? So it didn't necessarily mean that when the Lord said three more men will be placed in the quorum that spring, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Lord was saying, hey, these three men are going to be called to be the apostles. Now, I want to say that. Now, going back to where he said that three more men will be placed in the quorum in the 12 this spring, and that they were much needed in the quorum, these men will be chosen at the spring conference. Now, one of the things in that message, once again, if you were listening to what I read, and some of you that have the Word of the Lord book, if you follow along and read with me, you notice that the angel of the Lord, the Elijah, once again, another one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost was operating, hallelujah. Now, just take a pause for a minute, let that sink in. There was another one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Now, remember, we looked at from Acts 13, one of the gifts of the Spirit that was operation, we know was a word of knowledge was given. Okay? Well, right here, when the angel delivered the message to say, hey, in this message was revelation that, hey, that three more men will be placed in the quorum of quorum this spring, and they were much needed in the quorum. This will be done at chosen, that they will be chosen at the spring conference. Now, as I said to you, there was a display of another one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost operating through this angel, the Elijah. And this revelation reveals something about the future. Okay? In that message right there. Now, you may say, how is that? Well, I read to you, those of you that were listening, and those of you that have the book, for yourself will see this. This message, message one, was given February the 4th, 1927. Okay? Now, according to our seasons, spring starts what? March the 20th or 21st. So therefore, it was still winter. You get that? It was still winter. So when he said that these men will be placed in the 12 this spring, pointed to the future, that three men were going to be placed in the 12 this spring, and they would be chosen at the spring conference. That's a revelation that the Lord was going to choose three to fill the quorum or to be in the quorum of apostles at the spring conference, which points to the future because February the 4th was still in the winter. Hallelujah. Well, you say amen on me. And see, the Lord, yes, the Lord would give a revelation that points to the future about a person being put in the office. And he would do it even concerning apostles. God is going to be, listen, God is going to be, his spirit is going to be in operation, people, especially when he set these apostles in place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Heedable Hashanda, glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank the Lord. Amen. And as I said before, he doesn't need our help to set men in place. Once again, among the Christian community, we act as if God do not know who to put what and where. Okay? You know, God is the most patient being ever. I got to give it to him. He's been waiting for, you know, ever since the church was overthrown. I'm talking about the church that he established. Look how many years he's been having to work through and get stuff going and wait on his people to get it together and stuff like that all the way up to this time. My God. Okay? Look at all the years. And see, we are in this time now where we are closer. We're right at the heels of the return of Christ. And in this last day, the work of restitution and restoration is in operation, people. You know, whether you want to accept it or not, okay? My advice to you is accept it, okay? Because if you reject it, it ain't looking good for you. You can say, well, the Lord used to, he had used me many times to do this and that. Well, that's good, but guess what? You reject it at the end. That ain't going to get you no excuse or no exemption. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. And as I told you that the angel of the Lord had the gift in the message he gave revelation. And it gave revelation that the Lord was going to choose three men to fill in the quorum. And then it gave revelation of when these men were going to be chosen. And as I explained to you, that this revelation pointed to the future. Amen. Hallelujah. So going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, the word of God said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For the one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, stopping there. Now, the message that the angel gave concerning that part of the message, they gave revelation that the Lord was going to place three men in the quorum of apostles and also telling when he was going to do it, reveal something about the plan of God or the work of God concerning the future. Now, we just read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 8, And we notice that at verse 8, two gifts mentioned. One of them we looked at called the word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge reveals the present or the past about a person, place, or thing in the mind of God. But we notice here that also in that verse, there's mentioned the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. Now, one of the things we want to understand about the gifts is that many times they operate together. Like sometimes you don't have just one gift operating. Sometimes it may be two, okay? Like many times when the word of knowledge is operating through someone, a word of wisdom will come along with it. You understand what I'm saying? And then glory to God. And so when it comes to the future, we will look at it and say, okay, that was prophecy. But in this verse here, the future revealing of the plan of God here is the word of wisdom. Okay? Now, hallelujah. The word of wisdom can come through prophecy. Okay? Because when you prophesy, you become a spokesman for the Lord. But your message, because many times when you know a prophecy is a thus says the Lord, okay? Because 1 Corinthians chapter 14 tells us that he that prophesy edifieth, exhorts, okay? That's what it does. So by itself, it calls you to come closer to God and all of that. But it alone doesn't have the revelation. But revelation comes is when it's coupled together with a word of wisdom, okay? You can start off, thus says the Lord, and speak something that points to the future. The word of wisdom is tied in with it. Because when you got in the nine gifts here, three of them is known as revelation gifts. The revelation gifts of this nine in this 1 Corinthians 12 chapter is the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. They reveal something, okay? Amen. Just like the discerning of spirits reveal, you know, it can show not only just demon spirits, but angels. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the messenger, the Elijah of the Lord, gave a revelation concerning three men to be placed in the quorum. Once again, the body of this message is to those of you that is listening that the Lord is going to set up his ministry, which includes those who are the closest in authority to him, called an apostles. And you got some everybody being put who is in, going in the name of the Lord, who different churches are putting whoever in different places. Okay? Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. Many of them say, well, you know, the Lord has put in there. Well, guess what? All this stuff is going to be exposed. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord Jesus ain't using nobody else to speak a word, to reveal the call unto someone being called in a particular office. I'm not saying that. But, however, I know all this is not of the Lord. And see, right now, things look murky. You don't know what to do or go this way, that way, and say this and that. So the Lord is going to clear this up, people. He's going to clear it up because there's no way. Listen, one of the things that the body of Christ has shown is that we don't function well in confusion. You can't. Amen. You think the third heaven with God there would run smoothly if there was confusion there? No. That's why the Lord got the confusion out of there when it started. Amen. No, that's a lesson for all of us that many times we need to get the confusion out of our own house. We let confusion build in the house, and we run around, Lord, do something, Lord. Lord, why you ain't doing nothing? Because he waiting on you to do it, okay? Gave you authority. Amen. But, you know, as usual, we just sit around and pout and tell the Lord what he ain't doing. And as I told you before, the Lord, that's one being that's not going to argue with you. You can counsel that. If you start off arguing with the Lord, just listen real closely. You're going to be the only one talking. You're going to be the only one talking. And what he does, he waits till you get tired. And by all means, remember this, you are going to get tired. Okay? Don't think that you're going to just keep on talking and talking and talking at the Lord and yang and talking and ain't going to get tired. You're going to get tired. In fact, if it was a boxing match, you're going to be the first one to give up. Amen. I know this. Okay? Go for anybody. You're going to be the first one to throw up the white flag and say, I just give up. And once you get tired and lay there and you call yourself resting, then that's when the Lord going to speak. Amen. That's when he going to speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's doing it, people. I mean, you know, we got to face it. He's doing it. Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. And like I said, I know, you know, to anyone that received this way of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be more hard pressed against you. Listen, some of you may say, I'm a Christian. I'm already going through. Well, I'm not doubting that. But when you receive this work of the Lord Jesus this way, when you receive the extra oil, the work that is to bring Christendom together as one fold, you finna catch it big time. Amen. I'm telling you, you finna catch it big time. You think it rough just being a Christian. Being a Christian and tell that to other Christians and see what kind of flap you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of it. Because this work plays the plan of God and his desire for his people to be one fold. And you have people that got a problem with that. Everybody that's telling you they love the Lord don't love the Lord. Everybody that's telling you that, hey, I would like all Christianity to be together, that ain't true. But what will happen is this thing will be exposed in this end time. It's going to be exposed. In fact, already, a lot of things is being exposed already. What I'm talking about, among the Christian community. It's some things already being exposed. It's some big-time leaders that you've been seeing for years who've been saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now you begin to see something about them, you know. And here's the thing about it. There were some servants of God who spoke a word about these so-called big-time leaders. And some of you say, ah, nah, you wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. You just jealous. And you starting to see some things yourself, and you say, oh, man, I guess that what Brother So-and-so said the Lord gave to him was true. Because, see, you didn't see it right there, so you thought, hey, you know, that ain't the Lord. That ain't the Lord that gave him that. Well, you starting to see this. Amen. Now, I'm not saying everything people saying is from the Lord. Some things people is making up. Some things it is then. But not everything. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're grateful for the Holy Ghost that reveals. Okay? But I'm telling you, and this is what I've been seeing. I've been seeing the place of this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm here to tell you that the standard of the Lord Jesus is being put down more and more among the people of God. I mean, put down. Some of you listening know what I'm talking about. You may be in a place or in a church that looked like once upon a time y'all was just on fire for the Lord. Everything, what thus says the Lord we're going to do now is let's see how we can get the people and entertain the people kind of spirit now. And now you're going, wait a minute, but that ain't of the Lord. Well, see, the standard. Standard is being put down. You know what I'm saying? It just, this is what the time we're living in. And see, I see this, people, and you know, I'm telling you, we better get ready in the spirit for what's about to come. Because there's a greater challenge that lies ahead. And I'm talking about challenging your faith, your stance, you know, your confession is going to be challenged big time. And some of you that have been depending on other people in the churches, you in for a long shock. Because some of the very people that you were so dependent on and stuck to it, whatever word they said, you're going to see them flip the script real quick. Your mouth going to fly wide open. And I pray that you will build that relationship with Jesus. Because, you know, some people, when they are attached to other people and they found out that person wasn't real, it really devastates them. You understand what I'm saying? You know, just like if someone thought the world of Pastor Joe, and the pastor, they found out Pastor Joe was on crack and all that stuff and doing all kinds of low-down stuff. You know, some people are so devastated, man, they can't even eat. Now, I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, but this is why the Lord talks about that personal relationship. Now, I ain't talking about the relationship where you are now his child. That's important. That happens the moment you accept Christ. But I'm talking about a relationship where you develop, where you have that attachment and that dependency getting to know Christ. And this is why that's important. But see, some people have skipped over it, and they have thought that it ain't no bearing, you know, and all that. But they finna find out, okay? They finna find out. Glory to God. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this great day to come together in the word of the Lord today. We're grateful for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God. And I pray, Lord, that you will water the seed that I've sown, that it may bring forth the increase in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray today, Lord God, that what I've done has been pleasing in your sight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. I thank God for all of you that have been listening. The Lord say the same. I will be back on tomorrow. The Lord say the same. Tomorrow also we have the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee that come on at 7 o'clock. Lord say the same. I'll be coming on earlier. Look for the advertisement then tomorrow. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.